Psalm 65. To the Chief Musician. A Psalm and Song of David. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn, when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. Hallelujah! Our God is mighty. He is strong in power and wonders. He displays his greatness by striking terror and fear into the sons of men throughout the whole earth. But then, he displays his loving kindness and tender care to those who fear him and have hearts to trust him. He shows his goodness through his sustenance and provision for the children of men. He waters the earth and causes it to bring forth blessing in abundance. Oh, praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. He is worthy of praise, the vow of his Son to finish the work, and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness. This vow has been paid and performed to the fullest extent. His body took our sins, transgressions, and iniquities, and his blood paid the ransom price for our souls. Oh, hallelujah! Because of the Son, our great high priest, and the vow that he performed to his Father, the Lord will hear our prayers. And ultimately, all flesh will come and bow before him. No matter what iniquities try to bind us and conquer us, no matter what transgressions come against us, the Lord shall purge them away. He can wash us and make us whiter than snow. Because of the man Christ Jesus, whom the Father chose and ordained to draw near to him, and to take the book and open the seals and sit at his right hand of power, because of him, we too may approach and dwell in his courts. We too can be satisfied with his goodness and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He is the God of our salvation, and he answers us in righteousness. He is the confidence of all the ends of the earth. He established the mountains with his strength. He stills the noise of the seas and calms the tumult of the people. He makes the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. He visits the earth and waters it with the water of everlasting life. And his words bring forth new seed for the sower and corn for food. The Lord brings the gentle showers upon his people to bless the springing thereof. He crowns the year with his goodness, and his paths, the paths of judgment and justice, drop fatness and abundance. These are the works of the Lord throughout all the earth, in the hills and in the valleys, with his sheep and the goats. So let us ever shout for joy and sing to our Lord and our Redeemer, for he is very good. Psalm 65.